coverage of the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony here on WGIL. And now we'll get started with Athletic Director Jeff Flater.
Good evening. My name is Jeff Flater. I'm the Athletic Director at Galesburg High School. And tonight is really an honor for me it really epitomizes all the things of being a Silver Streak and what that means. And tonight we honor individuals, a team, and some of our veterans from the past into the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame. And it really truly is an honor for me to be standing before you this evening. I would like to thank the Galesburg District, the school district, for allowing this to happen. Without their support, we would not be able to do and hold programs like this. So I thank the school district. I would also like to thank, and a big thank you to the Galesburg Athletic Booster Club. The Booster Club does a tremendous job. We would not be able to provide the things for our kids that we do without having our Athletic Booster Club. And Steve Hawkins is our Galesburg Athletic Booster Club president, and he's going to be assisting us here this evening. Also, we have Mr. Roy Van Meter, the high school principal, and we have Mr. Bob Lindstrom, the Galesburg School District Board President. And so I really appreciate them here this evening and supporting us and really honoring all of the inductees that we have here tonight. So without further ado, I would like to turn it over to a gentleman who has done this a few times. I don't think he's scared of the mic because I heard him this morning on the radio talking about Small Business Saturday. So that was a terrific time to listen to Dick. But I really appreciate Dick coming forward and emceeing this event tonight. I know he gets a big kick out of it because if there's anybody that bleeds the silver and gold in this town, it's definitely Dick Lindstrom. So let's give Dick a big round of applause.
Thank you very much. Before I get started, I want to thank some already inducted Hall of Famers. And I know Ted Brington is out there. Gary Brington is out there. Al Williams. Al? Where's Al? He was here somewhere. There he is. Albert Kimbrough. Albert, there you go. These are legends in Galesburg, and they came back to be part of the Hall of Fame ceremony. So thank you for coming and being part of our group. So good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to the 27th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom. I'm your master of ceremonies this evening. And every year, this is truly a special ceremony, and we're happy that you're here to help us honor Silver Streak athletes, a coach, and a golf team. And special welcome to those listening worldwide on the internet. Let me introduce once again the people that are here to help us celebrate. First of all, the president of the Board of Education, Bob Lindstrom. Bob, stand up. Galesburg High School Principal Roy Van Meter. Booster Club Representative Steve Hawkins. And again, thank you to Jeff Flater for putting together all the information that we have for you this evening. Every year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at GHS. We call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Ceremony. And each year we invite a different group of people to this reunion. Star athletes, teams, coaches, friends of GHS sports that were, are, or a part of the fabric of Galesburg and part of what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools do not have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective that we have here in Galesburg. We think it's pretty good. As noted in the program, the tradition of excellence in Galesburg High School athletics is known across the Midwest, the United States, and the world. Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals who contribute to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on the court or field of play, and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. As you entered this evening, you should have received a copy of the program. If you didn't, I think we have a copy before you leave. And this booklet lists the members of the selection committee, the procedure that is used to select the individuals and teams for the Athletic Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 14 members, considering candidates from the pre-1976 era, or 40 years ago, as well as candidates from 1976 to the present. Each year, friends and fans of GHS sports question, why is tonight's individuals or team not already in the Hall of Fame? With this evening's class, one of the best to enter the GHS Hall of Fame, that question will be asked once again. We start this evening's ceremony by completing the class of 2014 and officially inducting Jack Whitman. A provision in the GHS Hall of Fame Constitution states that if an inductee or friend and family representing an inductee are unable to attend, they can return the following year to accept the award. So this evening, we induct from the GHS class of 1948, Jack Whitman. Jack passed in 2004, so representing him this evening are his widow, Jan, and his sister, Nancy Ford, both from Champaign. If you'd come forward, please. Jack earned All-State honors in football and also lettered in track and field at GHS. He went on to the University of Illinois on a football scholarship where he graduated with a degree in journalism. But that's just part of the story. You see, Jack was paralyzed in a trampolette accident in the university gym as a sophomore. And shortly thereafter, Jack, with the help of a friend from near his home in Cameron, took up archery. And in 1960, he won the gold medal in the 1960 Paralympics in Rome, Italy, in archery. That was the start of 11 gold medals in competitive archery for a young man that was driven in whatever challenge he were to confront. He was regarded as the father of wheelchair archery. He was inducted into the Wheelchair Sports Hall of Fame. Jack later returned to Champaign, Illinois to sell advertising for radio station WDWS, but Jack still wasn't finished. You see, with the help of a U of I professor, Jack was part of groundbreaking work for Americans with disabilities. So today, when you push a button to open a door, or excuse me, or see a special ramp or sidewalk or restroom facilities, you can think of Jack Whitman because of his huge contribution to this act. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Jack Whitman. Say something. This is Nancy.
Well, thank you so much. He would be very honored and would have wanted to be here, certainly. And I think to sum him up, he was very determined, that's putting it mildly, and optimistic, and had a great deal of faith. So thank you very much.
I just thank you on his behalf.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our first inductee from the GHS Hall of Fame class of 2015 from the old timers group is teacher and coach Ted Monsager. And representing Coach Monsager this evening is teacher, coach, and associate Hal DeVore. Hal? Ted came to Galesburg High School out of Coe College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as a social studies teacher and coach. He was immediately named chairman of the social studies department, and that was the start of more than 25 years of a teacher that students actually requested, even changed their classes to allow him to be their teacher. He was all business in the classroom, truly a special teacher. In fact, in 1953, the Reflector Yearbook was dedicated to Coach Monsager for his fairness, his patience, and his honesty. But this is the GHS Athletic Hall of Fame, and Ted was an outstanding assistant coach. He was line coach in the day when there were only two coaches on the football staff. And, of course, you all know the head coach was Coach Cliff Van Dyke. And it was really good, the legendary battles that went on here at Galesburg High School with Rock Island and Moline and East Moline. And everybody knows that the game all starts at the line. And Ted was the teacher on the football field. He said that 90% of line play was from the neck up and 10% was from the neck down. GHS Hall of Famer Eldon Arnold was in my business 2 months ago. And here's a man that hasn't played football for 50 years. But he shows me what Coach Monsager preached. He got down in a three-point stance and said, Coach Monsager always talked about the first step. I'll show you what he said. He got down in a three-point stance, and instead of going forward, he says, you go this way because the first step is where you get your advantage on the coach, on the opponent. And while Coach Van Dyke receives a lot of credit for his coaching knowledge and the wins, many people, especially those that played the line for Coach Monsager, will tell you that Coach Ted was really the reason why they won so many games, especially the big epic battles. Ted retired from football after the 1969 season, retired as a social studies teacher in 1972. But still today, Coach Ted Monsager is considered the best line coach by most of his linemen who ever played for him, even those that went on to major college programs. And students in his social studies class would agree that his classes were tops as well. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, coach and teacher, Mr. Ted Monsager.
Well, it's sure an honor to speak for Ted Monsager. I'm here to talk about him because I was the only one old enough to remember his days at GHS. So I'll take any chance I can to do that. I came to GHS to coach sophomore football and teach history in the fall of 66. Ted had retired from coaching the year before. He and Cliff Van Dyke had worked closely, and I mean really closely. They depended on each other a lot. I'm sure Van depended on Ted a lot. For a number of years with great success. Since Ted and I were in the same history department, I got to know him well as a teacher, a coach, and a friend. There are different types of offensive line coaches. Some are just screamers. Others quietly get the job done. And without a lot of fanfare, just get the job done and enjoy what they're doing. And Ted was that way. No one was afraid of him, but everybody respected him. He was quiet but effective. Whenever any decision was to be made, my memory recalls people saying, "What does Ted say?" When he retired, he wintered in Texas. His wife passed first. He came to visit his friends a time or two. The last time, he said, "This is my last swing. I want to meet, say goodbye to all the people I taught with, Velma, Denny, and various other people." And I was sitting in my living room once, and knock on the door, and Ted came to the door. And he was telling me he had seen Velma Denny already, and he wanted to see Virginia Hinchcliffe and so forth, so on. And then he told me the story about getting up here. And now, Ted was kind of a Renaissance man in my experience. So he told me, he said, when I went in to rent the car, they wouldn't rent it to anybody that was 90 years old. He said, so I told them I'd just drive myself. And he did. Athletics has sort of gotten a bad reputation from time to time. There's nothing but respect in my mind for what Ted Monsager meant for Galesburg football. Thanks.
Thank you, Hal. Our next inductee from the old timers category from the class of 1963 is Van Smith. And representing Van this evening are his widow, Ann Kirkpatrick Smith, his daughters, Christine and Robin, and longtime friend, Keith Sanders. Please come forward. Van moved to Galesburg from Wood River, Illinois in 1961 and immediately was recognized as an outstanding baseball pitcher and a pretty good left-handed basketball player. Van was a productive member of Coach Thiel's basketball squad, a starter his senior year, but baseball is where Van really excelled. As a crafty left-handed pitcher, he kept opposing hitters off balance in both 1962 and 1963 seasons, both state qualifying teams. Because of his pitching talents, Van was recruited to the University of Houston at a time when that was one of the top programs in the country, where he was a member of the 1967 NCAA runner-up baseball team. Van later returned to Southern Illinois to operate a Mr. Donut franchise and coach baseball for 18 years at McKendree College. Van also continued to scout potential Major League Baseball talent in the Midwest, and for much of his 21 years prior to his untimely death, Van was the lead scout for the San Diego Padres. He was so well thought of that the San Diego manager at the time, Brad Ausmus, mentioned Van's death prior to announcing the Padres' second-round pick in the amateur draft live on ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Van Smith. And to say a few words is a longtime friend, Keith Sanders.
Thank you. Van was a man of many hats. Besides operating the Mr. Donut franchises, he coached at McKendree College. This was a fledgling baseball program that was resurrected to be a powerhouse, winning against St. Francis and St. Xavier of Chicago. With less than stellar facilities, they continued to build the program. At team reunions, they all remember Coach of the Year taking batting practice in a made-over chicken coop in 20-degree weather. That was Van's philosophy. Hard work, tough times, good memories, all combined into building character. He was a listener, but was not afraid to get in his ballplayer's face. After 18 years, Van was fortunate to be hired by the San Diego Padres. Even though he had been around baseball all his life, being a scout was a whole different side of the ball. The first year of scouting, he covered 5 Midwest states and drove almost 60,000 miles. He loved the challenge of selling the ability of your player to the cross-checker, then to get him drafted. The hard part was to get them signed. That was Van's plus. The parents could see that he was sincere and forthright and was recommending what was right for their son. Many high school drafters struggle, going away at that age, and then struggle with their game as well. He would show both sides so they would not be set up to fail. After 10 years, he was promoted to the pro side of scouting. There he covered the big leagues as well as the minor leagues for trades. In addition, their pro scouts were assigned big league teams to scout for the playoffs, potential World Series games. Baseball at this level is a fickle game. Winning is the only scale he measured to. There was constant regimen changes of general managers and scouting directors. Van had 4 in all his 21 years with the Padres. It is unheard of to be with the same team your whole career, but he did it. It was his loyalty and caring for people that carried him through. He wanted to make a difference in people's lives, whether in baseball, in church, any struggling person he met. He listened and through humor could suggest a solution to the problem. A true testament at his funeral was the 500 people that came from all walks of life, old ball players, scouts he worked with, and general managers from various clubs, and many people he had helped along the way. Although Van's life was short, it was a job well done. I would also like to mention some of the awards that Van has received over the years. He was the NAIA Illinois Coach of the Year in 1978, 82, and 83. He was also Topps Baseball Recognized Achievement Scout in 1991. In 2001, he was San Diego Padres Scout of the Year. And after today, this will be his 4th Hall of Fame induction. He was voted into the Midwest Baseball Scouts Hall of Fame, the McKendree University Hall of Fame, and the Montclair Summer Baseball Program Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our last inductee from the old-timers category from the class of 1968 is John Anderson, and representing John tonight is Hall of Famer Ted Brewington, who was a neighbor out in the Cameron area. Ted? John Anderson has been called the original mountain man. He was a giant of a man as a high school lineman at the time. At 6'4" and 250 pounds, John was a member of Coach Van Dyke's squad that lost only 2 games in his 2 years to the same team, Blue Island Eisenhower. John was one of 5 Division I recruits in his 67-68 squad. John was named All-Conference, was mentioned on numerous all-state teams. John was a happy-go-lucky young man in the hallways, but on the football field, he was all business. John was so well thought of that he was offered and accepted a football scholarship at the University of Illinois. In later years, he moved back to the great Northwest and perpetuated his mountain man image. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer John Anderson. The next 4 inductees are from the current day class, from 1976 to the present. And as I mentioned earlier, each year your Hall of Fame committee is questioned, why was this athlete or that athlete not already chosen before? And that question might be posed again when we consider each of the next 4 inductees. Our first inductee from the current day category from the class of 1981 is Teresa Powell. Teresa? Still today, Teresa is considered one of the best all-around female athletes in GHS history. And Teresa certainly set the bar for multi-sport athletes at GHS. Teresa was a three-sport letter winner. She starred in volleyball, basketball, and track in the early years of IHSA girls sports. Teresa was All-Western Big Six in volleyball and basketball and was a state qualifier in the discus and shot for the girls' track and field team. Teresa went on to play volleyball and basketball at Carl Sandburg College, earning all-conference and all-region in volleyball, and earned an athletic scholarship at Western Illinois University, playing volleyball as a middle hitter and blocker for the Leathernecks. Today, Teresa coaches volleyball, of course, at Churchill Junior High School, and teaches language arts at Churchill. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Teresa Powell.
Hi, everybody. I have a few words, but I put them on Facebook, so just remember. growing up, I couldn't wait to be a Silver Streak. I started fourth grade at Steele with Mr. Chapman, and he said, hey, there's going to be a summer track program. Go ask your mom and dad if you can be in it. And so from that moment on, I thought, oh, somebody thinks I can do something. And so from there, I just fell in love with basketball and volleyball. I didn't even go out for volleyball my seventh grade year because I didn't think I could make the team. I didn't know what volleyball was. So, I started my volleyball at Churchill in eighth grade and fell in love with it ever since. And it helped pay for an education. So I'm eternally grateful. I just want to thank everyone who supported me through the years. Thank you, my teachers, coaches, teammates, and friends. And most important, my family. I couldn't have done it without you. So, thank you, everybody.
Our second inductee this evening from the class of 1993 is Christy Hickey Woodard. Just as Teresa set the bar in the early 1980s, Christy Hickey comes along and resets the bar, earning 10 varsity letters in volleyball, basketball, and track. Christy was Western Big Six All-Conference in all three sports, but track was Christy's exceptional sport, setting records in the 100 hurdles, the 400 and 800 relay, the 800 medley relay, was four-time IHSA state qualifier, and was the 1993 Female Athlete of the Year. But Christy wasn't done quite yet. She went on to Monmouth College, where she was a 19-time Midwest Conference track and field champion, a 15-time track and field national qualifier, a three-time Division III track and field All-American, and a 2008 Monmouth College Hall of Famer. Christy currently teaches kindergarten in the Monmouth-Roseville School District, and yes, she coaches track at Immaculate Conception School in Monmouth. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Christy Hickey Woodard.
Just a few thank yous here. First of all, I would like to thank my parents, Mick and Lorraine Hickey, for being so supportive in my life. My siblings, Trisha McFall and Sean Hickey, for all the countless games we played at home, making competition fun and forming lasting bonds. I'd also like to thank all of my family members that were at my games throughout the years. I had grandparents, great aunt and uncles, aunts and uncles who can't be here today. I would also like to thank my teammates, one of them here today, Stephanie Mitchell, who always gave 110% at all of our practices to help our programs be so successful. And, of course, their families that were involved and the fans that were always providing a supportive environment at our gyms. And last but not least, I would like to thank the administration and coaches. I've come to appreciate them more as an adult for reasons that I didn't quite realize or understand as an athlete. But now as a parent of daughters who are entering high school and their athletic careers, I'm thankful that as a player, I was never cursed at. I was never afraid to make a mistake. I knew that when I went to practice, it would be full of laughter and lifelong lessons. I want to thank the coaches for caring more about how many points I made or how many races I won, but for investing in me as a person. And in closing, I would like to share a saying that my dad, McKicky, has always shared with me. And it's not proper grammar, but it's okay. He always told me to surround myself with good people. And I feel like that still holds true today with all the good people that I've been affiliated with through the GHS community. So thank you.
Our next inductee from the class of 1995 is Stephanie Mitchell. Well, just when you thought that 10 varsity letters was going to be hard to beat, along comes Stephanie Mitchell, who earns 11 varsity letters in golf, basketball, and softball. Most of us saw Stephanie on the basketball court first, as she was a 3-year starter for the Streaks when the Streaks were just beginning their state appearance run. And Stephanie was one of the stars in the team. She was a 2-time All-Western Big Six Conference and was selected All-State. And she currently is on the list of top scorers for the Silver Streaks as well as a top 3-point scorer. But golf is where Stephanie truly was exceptional. She was a 4-time state golf qualifier, a 4-time place winner, and because of her outstanding success on the links, she was selected JC Female Athlete of the Year in 1995. Stephanie went on to the University of Missouri, where she played for the Tigers for 4 years, winning 3 tournaments, had the 3rd best score average of the season as a freshman, and was ranked number 1 in the Big 12 a year later. She finished 2nd in the Big 12 tournament in 1997 and earned Big 12 All-Conference in 1999 and All-American Academic in 1997 and 1998. Stephanie also qualified for the U.S. Women's Amateur in 1998. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Stephanie Mitchell.
Well, I didn't prepare a speech, but I just want to thank my parents. It's hard to believe now that they were at all my games and all my matches. And anyway, I just want to thank my parents for being there. Thank you.
Our final inductee from the current day category, from the class of 1999, is Alfonso Pugh, Jr. Alfonso, joining with his brother Lorenzo as 3-sport athletes, earned 8 varsity letters in football, basketball, and track. Al, or Punch to his teammates, was a 2-time Western Big Six All-Conference for the Streaks in football and was a member of the Illinois Coaches Association All-State team. Al was a member of the Silver Streak runner-up basketball team in 1998, and was a member of what might have been called the best streak boys track team of all time, where he was All-Western Big Six champion in the 200 meter, the long jump, the 4x100, and was a state qualifier in the 200, the 4x100, and the 4x200, and was all-state track in 1999. Al went on to Truman State University, was a four-year letter winner as a wide receiver, and was all-conference three of his 4 years there. Was a record holder in punt returns, kickoff returns, all-purpose yards, receiving yards per game, and scoring. Plus, he was a preseason All-American Division II. After his college career, Al played for 3 years with the professional Quad City Steam Wheelers and actually signed an NFL contract with the Houston Texans. Alfonso is currently a product support specialist with John Deere. Ladies and gentlemen, joining his older brother Gary Pugh, GHS Hall of Famer Alfonso Pugh Jr.
So, first and foremost, I wanted to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, obviously none of this would be possible. Secondly, I want to thank my parents. Growing up with them, they could have easily told me, hey, you need to work hard, you need to set goals, you need to, you know, establish yourself. But to me, being a leader is really being an example. And they actually did what they told me. So it was very easy for me to be a product of that environment. Moving forward, so that definitely helped me in high school, in college, and playing professional football. So appreciate them a ton. My brother, definitely want to thank Lorenzo. He's always been my number one fan, and he was that pillar of confidence I needed when I was in high school and in college. And he just was always someone I can lean on, somebody I can talk to, and you know, if stuff was going bad, he definitely was in my corner. And I definitely wanted to thank the players and coaches. We didn't win a lot of games in football, which sucked, but we had a good time. And there's a lot of guys I've played with since junior high, and we respect each other, and we had fun together. So that's what counted. And that's it. Appreciate it.
For many years, your Hall of Fame committee has nominated a candidate from the category Friend of GHS Sports. And this year's selection is exactly that. As your committee has chosen Sam Pyatt for the Hall of Fame Award, and representing Sam this evening is his son, Stu. Sam passed in 2008. Sam was a longtime owner of Holcomb Photo Studio in Galesburg. And Sam took the reflector photos, sports program photos, starting back in 1961 and continued for more than 42 years with little or no fanfare. And as a result, created long relationships with school staff as well as coaches and players alike. And because of his commitment to the photo history, Sam Pyatt is a friend of GHS Sports and a GHS Hall of Famer.
I'm going to keep it really brief. He loved this part of his job more than anything. The GHS relationships meant a lot to him, and he would be honored. So, on behalf of my family, I'd like to say thank you very much to the committee for recognizing him for all his hard work. Thank you.
Our final category this evening is from the team designation. And this year's selection is the 1966 boys golf team and coach Roger Soper. You can come forward. With this selection, the 1966 team becomes the fifth boys golf team selected as Hall of Famers. This team went 12-0 in dual meets. They won the Northwest Conference Tournament Championship. They placed second in the Illini Conference. I forgot to ask you, why did you play second in that tournament?
We don't know.
They won the district championship on their way to the state meet, and they finished the state meet in third place, just one shot out of second place. And the members of the squad are Jim Armstrong, Peter Bowen, Bob Bondi, Pete Nyman, Mike Rudig, Dan Sherwood, Terry Stebor, Ken Tribby, and those that are here, Clayton Apt, George Berglund, Mickey Davison, Rick Gottenberg, Art Stevens, and Bob Weaver. Familiar names in golf. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famers, the 1966 boys golf team.
Well, on behalf of the team, I can tell you that we're honored with this award. It's nice to be part of the proud tradition of golf in Galesburg. The boys' golf team is going to the state tournament 25 times. We have 25 top 10 finishes. They've won twice. We've finished second twice. We finished third three times. We were part of that. So it's nice to be part of a tradition in Galesburg, and I hope that it continues in the future. But it was nice to be part of it, and the great thing is I can still play golf with these guys today.
Well, I think you can see how important these awards are to the athletes. My thanks to Ted Brewington, Eldon Arnold, Tom Wilson, Gary Wager, to Jeff Flater, to the athletic department office, the staff there, the friends inductees for the information that they've gathered this evening. We invite you to look at the inductees plaque in the trophy case, the Hall of Fame case, just outside of Field Gym. This concludes our ceremony, except for Coach Flater wants to add a couple of extra comments. But I would like to offer a great big thank you to all of you that turned out. This is always a fun time in the meeting room here before we go out to the gym. Thank you all for coming. I do appreciate it. Here's Coach Flater.
Just a few housekeeping items. First of all, Linda Hawkins and Cindy Benson, let's give them a big round of applause. They really worked hard tonight. To the Hall of Fame inductees, at your table there is a black, what I call a centerpiece, and please, that is for you, a memento for you to take with you. So all of the Hall of Fame inductees, please take that and post, you know, display it proudly in your home or business. Also, we will, at the end of this, and there's no hurry to leave here this evening, you know, that's one of the great things about doing an event such as this, is it brings a lot of people back that you haven't seen, and you rekindle a lot of friendships from days gone past. So please feel free to stay. In between the girls' varsity game, which begins at 6:30, and the boys' basketball game, at the conclusion of the girls' game, we will introduce the Hall of Fame inductees and their representatives in the gym, in Thiel Gym. There are yellow tickets, single event game tickets for you if you haven't gotten it to admission, to get you an admission. Cindy Benson's waving them back there. So if for you and your friend, hopefully I got enough. I printed off 50. Obviously, we've got a lot of people here, which is wonderful. But for the Hall of Fame inductees and their families to enter admission into the game. Again, congratulations. Thank you for being here. This is a wonderful event, and I appreciate all of the effort, and it's just a terrific night. So thank you very much. We'll see you soon. Can we have all the Hall of Fame inductees and or the representatives up front for a class of 2015 picture? Thank you.
And that would conclude our broadcast from the Galesburg Hall of Fame induction held at the Library and Learning Resource Center here at Galesburg High School.